Time to bring in this young gentleman, always the stylish man around here. He puts me to shame, Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas. Good morning, sir.
Stop it. Look out. As I always like to dress it up when I come into the studio.
He's wearing more stylish pants than me, a more stylish shirt than me. His hair's always better than mine.
Oh, I don't know, but thank you.
We do what we can, mate. Look, I heard you overhearing our discussion earlier on about work kitchens, and you told me you don't have a problem.
No, we put the shutdown on that straight away. Mm-hmm. You know,
how did you do it?
Well, look, the boss just needs to lead from the start. You know, you lay down the rules and you say you have a plate that's dirty, you wash it up or you stick it in the dishwasher.
Or you go home and pick up your last pay, thank you.
Yes, that's right. And I'll put the dishwasher on at the end of the day as well. That's my commitment, that if you haven't got time, I'll fix it up at the end.
See, there's the secret right there. Well, do you think I should be naming and shaming a little later the offenders?
I don't know. But maybe they're feeling guilty at the moment.
Well, put it this way, they're not people in management or people that have a direct say over me, so I'm okay there.
Jeez, you know.
They're sort of similar or in other departments.
Publicly on the radio, it's a big call.
I'm prepared to make it. I'm happy to live without them.
You can wear it, okay? Sounds good.
I'm not answerable to these people, so. Mate, we've got a couple of great movies happening. Let's start with Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
How great is it to see this one back on the screen? My kid's very excited about it, and of course it's we're heading into the school holiday period, so we've got plenty of kids' films around. You had Cars, Despicable Me, and now Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It's Alicia Silverstone is the lead character in this. Now, you might remember back in the day where, because we're of similar vintage, you'd remember,
you're carrying it better than me, though.
Right. Alicia Silverstone was the main actress in a film called Clueless, and really, she hasn't really been in anything too major that I can think of, at least in the last maybe 20 years. But look, she's now playing the mum character, and look, let's take a listen because it's a whole heap of fun.
I need to file a missing persons report.
What do your parents think about you guys coming to the expo to play video games?
Oh, they have no idea.
Actually, I'd like to report a double murder.
And I think this is
very casually too.
Well, yeah, it's on the side. But this is really, I think, you know what, you know, us modern day parents are all about. We want to do things, and we disguise it with, this will be good for the kids.
Yeah. Oh, that isn't that the way, isn't it? Oh, it's something for the kids. That'll
Let's
be fine.
Go to the gaming expo. That'll
be
Let's
fine.
Take a road trip together.
Yeah. We have another film coming out. Something not so for the little kids, but certainly for the kids at heart. House.
You know, and we were just saying off air before how great it is to see Will Ferrell back on the big screen again, teaming up with Amy Poehler as well. So these guys tend to run in circles. You see the same actors and actresses cropping up in comedic type films all the time. In this one, it's called The House, and the tagline is, if you can't beat the house, be the house. He's setting up an illegal casino in his basement.
Alex thinks we can afford tuition and we can't.
We gotta lie. That's what parents do. Because otherwise the kids are gonna realize that we don't know what we're doing.
I have a way for you guys to make
4 years tuition in 1 month.
Underground casino.
Sounds like a great way to pay for education, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Look, I've seen a bit of stuff for this around. I'm a big Will Ferrell fan.
Yeah.
Inappropriate humour, that's pretty much where I live as often as I can.
Right, okay.
And I just love most things that he has done.
I think he, when I hear his voice like that as well, it always just takes me back to the Zoolander films when he's playing Jacoby Magato, or whatever his name is, the international fashion designer. He tends to have that voice that takes you back.
I think the first thing I saw him in or became really aware of him was Old School.
Oh, right, okay.
and that's a whole different kettle of fish.
Always a little bit of fun to have Will Ferrell on the big screen.
Mate, that's it for movies this week. You've got you're very busy at the moment taking care of the end of the financial year, so I better let you go and take care of that.
I'll go do some spreadsheets.
If it makes you feel any better, in our organisation, I have nothing to do with that side of things. And that's all. And our organisation is all the better for it too.
Sometimes I wish that it was my case as well.
Thanks as always, Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas.